Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is an honor to be with you. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June 16th, 2024. We're going to get into predestination a little bit today. Sound intriguing to you? Do you ever wonder if your life was predestined and if everything that you're doing, you really could do nothing about, really, in essence? And in a way, that is true. It would definitely happen. Robert Sapolsky, in his book Determined, tells us scientifically that we have no free will, that the only thing we can do is what we are led to do through impulse, what we are kind of impulsed to do, as it were, to do all sorts of things that have to do with saving our life as we'd like to think we are. And that would require us to do, I think, some pretty terrible things. At least that's what I've understood in my own life. Let me read you something from Bodhidharma. I love Bodhidharma. He was a wonderful Zen master. Very interesting. If you are to use your mind to study reality, you won't understand either reality or the mind. But if you study reality without using your mind, you'll understand both. Yes, it is true. Yeah, that is so very true. Our minds are based in some kind of mixture of today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And it's all based in assumption. So Russell asked me from, Michigan. How do I predestine my life? I don't understand how that is possible. Well, if you study your mind from the mind and you study your life from your mind, you won't understand your mind or any of that. And that's what Bodhidharma is telling us. There is more to us than what we can think, what we believe in, and what we conceive of as good and bad, right and wrong. So let's talk a little bit about predestination. Is my life predestined as I enter the womb? Probably so, yes. There are certain things that are very much predestined. Even the parents that I have and the situation, their condition, their consequence, I enter into their life consequence. I am a part of that consequence when I am born into them. And this is very hard for people who are raised in a very cavalier, egotistical manner to really understand and think that they really have no choice in life. As Robert Sapolsky says, no matter what choice I think I make, if I make it out of my biology, if I make it out of what I have inherited in my physiology, my mental, emotional state, if I live from that premise and that premise alone, which most people do, then you can kind of calculate what I'm prone to do and what I'm not prone to do. And if you look at what's going on in my emotionality and how I live in my emotionality, you can probably guess very, you know, educationally what I'd be doing and what I'm prone to do and what I'm not prone to do. And a lot of people are really happy with that. They don't want their life to be anything more than that. They're not looking for something more significant. They're not looking for how they got here. They're not looking for why they are quote unquote predestined. You know, you can change your circumstances all you want. If you want to change your circumstances, you can do it. You can move from here to there. You can think from that to this, whatever it is, but it isn't going to change anything, because what you and I are here for, what we are predestined to do out of the ego and the physicality of us, our biology, is not going to change. How do things change? There is a transformation. There is a manner out of all of this, but it requires me to step out of my mind, to no longer live in the spell of my mind, the dictates of my emotions, my pride, my vanity. I have to be able to step aside from all of that. And if I don't step aside from that, if I am unwilling to see the Gregory for what he is and not think that I'm seeing that Gregory from Gregory, if I'm no longer interested in being Gregory anymore, then you will start seeing something happening. It is a beautiful thing. For a lot of people, it would be too scary to do, because they like to think, and human beings all like to think this, that they're in control of their life one way or another. But we're not. I know, you could argue this point forever, and that wouldn't get you anywhere. You and I cannot make, as a human being, a decision outside of our biology. You can't. No matter what I think, say, or do, it's going to come from somewhere within my genetics and my DNA. And then I'm going to conjure up some sort of philosophy or purpose or reason or whatever for whatever I do, and like to think that whatever I do, I've done originally. But I haven't. My parents did it. Their parents did it. When I was a little boy, I thought I invented the word dang it. I really did. I was sure I did that. I go dang it this, dang it that. And, you know, someone asked me, I think it was one of my friends, why do you keep saying that? I said, well, I made up the word. And they go, no, you didn't. It's been around, you know, and they kind of informed me of what a idiot I am. And I went, oh, my God, where did this come from? It's an impression that I got, you know, from hearing someone say the word. My mind calculated it, misunderstood it, reinterpreted it, and made me think that I invented it. I really went through that period when I was a little boy. This is around 8 years old, 7, 8 years old. And, you know, I was just heartbroken. I didn't invent that word. That word, I heard it somewhere else, and I don't know where I heard it or why I heard it. Yep, that's what happened. But people don't want to believe this. They want to think, oh, no, you did it or whatever. Whatever we need to believe about ourselves. And that's what predestines us. Russell, what predestines me to sit here and be with you happened a long, long time ago. Maybe even in a past life. And I am sitting here with you on this beautiful morning talking to you from that state of mind that was the Gregory, even in past life experiences. So sitting here with you this morning and talking about this, you know, it's it would be futile for me to try to explain to you, as I just tried to, why this is all happening the way it's happening. And most people want to believe that they invented their life. They didn't. We didn't. I didn't. None of us invent our life. We merely go on from where we were in any given situation and live our life from the conditions and the circumstances of our consequences. And that's the end of it. Nothing more can be said. So people are always looking for, how do I have better circumstances so I have a happier life? If you want to be happy, you have to give up wanting to be happy. You have to find the meaning, the significance of what you are, to find out how you live deep within yourself. Bodhidharma, interesting man. You know, what he said is very true, that I offered to you at the beginning of the program. If you use your mind to study reality, you won't understand either your mind nor reality. If you study without your mind, you'll understand reality and your mind. And that really is what it's all about. That's the meaning of a person's life, to understand all of that, and that the mind is just the mind. If you have any more questions, Russell, email me. I'd love to hear from you, and maybe I can explain it in another way that helps you. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for the weekend. I deeply appreciate it. We'll be back on the air next week. Namaste. And please, as always, forgive me.